Dead End Road. Mr. Frank Miller was one of my mentors who trained me for working at Dry Creek Cemetery. He taught me the art of dealing with families on selecting their burial sites. During his tender time, he showed the example of how to support and help those in grief. Through this ministry of love, I learned that there is not much we can say to comfort a grieving heart. However, our presence, prayers, and hugs are remembered forever. Mr. Frank came from a long line of Dry Creek pioneers. From his birth in Dry Creek in 1910 until his death in 1996, he saw most of the 20th century. The following story, one of my favorites, occurred when he was over 80 years old. It happened just a few years before Mr. Frank died. Our local police juror, those are the crews who keep our rural roads in good shape, decided to help direct travelers with a sign at the turnoff where the cemetery road veers right. They put up a green sign signifying the turn to the cemetery. However, they also put up a second sign. I didn't even notice it until it was brought to my attention by Mr. Frank. One day while I was at work, he came in to see me. He was visibly upset, and I could tell something had happened he was not pleased with. Immediately, he began telling me about a yellow diamond-shaped sign past the turnoff to the cemetery. Mr. Frank, with grave seriousness, excuse the pun, said, "Have you seen that sign on the cemetery road? They've put up a sign that says Dead End." Now, sometimes I'm kind of slow. It took me a while to grasp what he said. To be honest, I thought he was joking. It took everything I had not to bust out laughing. When I saw how serious he was, I stifled my laughter. Mr. Frank continued, "Kurt, that's a lack of respect for our cemetery. It should not say Dead End on the road to our cemetery in Dry Creek, while people will be making fun of it in our cemetery." I thought to myself, I know a person who's making fun about it right now, at least on the inside, and it's me. Finally, Mr. Frank stated, "We need to get the cemetery board together and do something about this." With that, he left out, not even touching his cup of coffee I'd fixed for him. Now, as soon as it was safe, I drove to the cemetery road to see it for myself, and there it was, bigger than Dallas, a big yellow sign meant to get your attention. On it were black letters stating, "Dead End." A few weeks later, Mr. Frank came to see me again. I could tell from his demeanor that he felt much better than on our last visit. Quickly, he came to the point. "Kurt, I've been thinking. We could get the police jury to change that sign to something less offensive. I've done some studying, and I've come up with what I think is a good solution. The French word for Dead End is cul-de-sac. We could replace the current sign with one reading cul-de-sac." Once again, I attempted to master the difficult balancing act of being sober-faced on the outside and dying laughing on the inside. I must have done all right because he continued with his plan, oblivious to my looking away, not to laugh. When he had finished, I waited a respectful while and said, "Mr. Frank, I can tell you've put a lot of thought into this. My only concern is that most people in Dry Creek will have no idea what a cul-de-sac is." He replied, "Yes, that's true, but it'd sure be better than a Dead End sign." A few days later, I noticed the Dead End sign was gone. I wanted to ask Mr. Frank if he knew who removed it, but I didn't have the nerve. In my mind, I could see this 85-year-old man in the darkness of night pulling a sign up and dumping it in Mill Bayou on his way home. I never heard Mr. Frank mention the Dead End sign again. Not too long after the sign disappeared, Mr. Frank died from a stroke. After his funeral service, as we drove down the cemetery road in a long line of vehicles, I smiled as we passed the spot where the Dead End sign had been. Tears came to my eyes as I thought about how much I would miss my special friend. However, at the same time, I felt warm inside as I cherished all of the stories, memories, advice, and mentoring given me by this memorable man. As I stood at his graveside, I recall the words of Jesus in John 11. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live again. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. And Jesus added, do you believe this? And yes, I believe this. I believe that the road to the cemetery is not a dead end. It is not the end. Finally, a P.S. to this story. A few years ago, two of Mr. Frank's great-grandsons came up to me and said, Brother Kirk, do you remember that dead end sign that was going to the cemetery? I said, sure I do. And they said, one night Paul had us go down and pull it up and we dumped it in Bundick's Creek and that's where it's at now. Once again, the dead end sign is no longer there.